What about this? This is a bizarre one. Samantha Rasmussen's on the line, watched an amazing crime unfolding outside her Highton house on Monday. Hello, Samantha.
Hello, Neil. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. What happened?
I was getting a furniture delivery from Nick Scarley. It was a 6-ton truck. I live on a hill, and so it was parked out the front, and one of the delivery guys was in the house with me, starting to unpack the boxes, and the other one was outside in the truck. And so the back of the truck was open. He'd just got the last box out and was in the truck tying up the furniture, the other furniture delivery that was in there. And someone, a grey Hilux ute, came roaring up the hill, pulled in front of the truck. The passenger jumped out, jumped into the driver's seat of the Nick Scarley van or truck.
Good.
And it was shaking, shaking, shaking. The person that was in the back didn't know what was going on, jumped out as it started moving, and a lady was driving down the road. She'd seen that, noticed the truck, and she thought, oh, my God, that truck's going to roll down the hill.
Yeah.
And stopped, and then she realised, like in her later vision, what had happened. And so she's straight on the phone to call the police. We're running out, and we couldn't believe our eyes as the truck's jerking up the street. So ran out, make sure the guy's okay. The back doors of the truck were still open, and they've just rolled up the street, turned left up a street named Clydesdale, and they'd be out onto the ring road.
All with the doors open. How big's the truck?
6 ton.
Jeez.
6 ton big furniture delivery truck.
And the guy was okay, was he?
He was. He was really, really shaken. It was just lucky that he managed to jump out. Otherwise, he would have just been rolled out, if you know what I mean. And it really hurt himself.
What about
cars coming?
What about your furniture?
Oh, the furniture was out. Our furniture. The last box sort of landed on the nature strip.
Have you heard anything? Okay. That was Monday. Have they found the truck, do you know?
They did. They found it. I let the guy, the one that was less shaken, take my car just to drive. He was beside himself, see if he could see which direction it had gone in. Now, the truck was taken up to a more country area from here, down a road called Gully Road, and dumped.
Okay.
And they've taken the wallets and the keys, the guy's keys to their homes from that. And somebody called into the police and said, there's been a truck dumped here. No, this truck doesn't belong out here.
What a bizarre crime.
All okay. But then, like, about an hour later, so they came back and we, you know, continued on and did our furniture, and my phone rings. And because these gentlemen had used my phone to call their wives, I get a, you know, unknown number. And she says, who's this? And I said, oh, my name's Samantha. And she said, are you one of the wife of one of the guys? And she said, yes. And she said, my phone's been ringing from my husband and then hanging up. Oh, my God, we both nearly had a heart attack.
Yes.
I said, what if it's them? And they've got your husband's wallet. They know where you live.
Mm.
It turned out it wasn't.
Oh, okay.
It turned out because the phone had...
So tell me, how do you feel nervous about crime?
Oh, yes. I mean, you don't leave... Like I was saying, I put it on our neighbourhood page, you know, the Facebook page.
Yeah.
And it seems like it's been really quiet for a couple of months, like nothing happening. And then it seems like every now and then, and we all sort of have a little joke, oh, people must have been let out of jail or something, and they're back onto it. But you do not leave your garage door up at all.
Really?
To, you know, oh, yeah, no way.
Okay. Samantha, thank you so much. All the best. We'll talk to the police too about that, see how they're going. Samantha Rasmussen down in Highton. So, truck unloading her furniture, and they've left the doors open, just got some furniture out, and the truck gets pinched with a bloke in the back. Fortunately, everybody okay, but that's an indication. You don't need a survey to hear the concern in Samantha's voice.